All right, winding down the regular season, catching up with Rock Ridge head coach John Nelson. We were out Thursday night at the park. Rockets win it to 7-0. Before we talk about the game and the conference title outright undefeated, you do a futures night. Can you speak to what that means and how important that is?
Oh, that's pretty cool. Tonight we had 76 kids that are in grade school and junior high, future girls who are going to play softball at Rock Ridge. And they come out and they watch the game. They get a free Rock Ridge softball T-shirt and a hot dog and a pop. And they get to experience the whole, what a high school softball game's like. And they're all in line signing, getting autographs from the kids. It's pretty cool. So it's just part of our culture and part of how we're, part of our plan of, continuing to build for the future.
Yeah. So that's the neat part of it, where the kids line up and get a chance to get the signatures.
Yeah, and before the game, when they were announcing the non-starters and the starters, they make the tunnel that the kids go through, and then they stand on the foul line for the national anthem too. So we try and include them in all parts of the game.
So 12-0 in the track west. So just a little bit about taking care of business in the league again this year.
Yeah, we've always said that we're very fortunate in that we've got some really good teams in our league, and that winning the league isn't a joke. But that, our goal is the process. And so, we go through our league and we try to win the Western Big Six too. We're not in the Western Big Six, but, for the past 3 years, that was one of our goals, is to try to win that conference and make it a part of our journey, make it a part of us getting better and being battle tested, so that, when we get into those last seven games, we're ready to go.
So what have you noticed about the growth of this team in 2023? I know the expectations were there, the rankings were there, but what have you noticed about this season as it relates to the 2023 Rockets?
Yeah, so, putting a new catcher behind the plate was not, an easy thing to do. Bela has been our catcher for the last 4 years, and she's at Illinois State this year. And, we had a lot of growing pains with, Daytona learning, but Daytona has absolutely stepped up and turned into just a phenomenal catcher who reads things really well now, handles the pitching staff really well, and does a great job keeping everybody close on the bases. So we're really, really happy with her improvement. And then also at the corner outfielder positions with the Hofer girls. McKaylin pitched a phenomenal game today. She was just spinning as filthy as could be. But she's our normal left fielder when Kendra's pitching, and Morgan, her sister, is in right field. And their development has just been off the charts. I mean, a visible improvement from first game to last game. It's unbelievable how much they've grown, and we're really happy with them.
So you look at how you end the season then with this Rock Ridge Spring Classic that you set up. Now, we're talking to you on Thursday. You play two games Friday, two games Saturday. Normally you're playing four opponents that you really don't see. So describe or explain a little bit why you set that up and why you do it this way.
Yeah, so a couple years ago we went to the Greg Easter Memorial Tournament up in Barrington, and it was just a great tournament where we were able to play a team from each class, they had a really cool format how they did it. And then that tournament folded, and I talked to some people in the Illinois Coaches Association, and everybody was okay with me starting this up. Last year we had 16 teams, and we kind of did the same thing. We put pools together with different, teams of different classes, and just let them go out there. They're shortened games so that we're not taxing pitchers right before the playoffs. They're hour 15-minute games, hour 20-minute games, something like that. And it's just an opportunity for everybody to brush up and play in a tournament-type atmosphere so that they're ready to prepare. And we've got really, really good teams coming, so we're excited.
All right. So, and getting back to kind of this season, so, some pretty impressive milestones. Begin with setting the record with most consecutive wins, but you look at some of the other things that have happened this season. I know home run 20 for Peyton Brown tonight. I think last night, strikeout number 500 for Kendra Lewis. Those are some significant numbers. Can you attest to why numbers like that are so impressive, especially when you factor in kind of the schedule you play too?
Right. I mean, and the impressive thing about for Peyton's is she broke the 4-year career home run record in 2 years and two games, I think. So she's just been on a tear since she was released, or since our program was released from COVID. She has just been relentless, and it comes down to she puts the work in. she comes to me for hitting lessons every week and works for me hitting lessons. And I don't know if I have a kid who works harder and is more focused and just dialed into, you know, exactly what she's doing. And Kendra's the same way. She's got an excellent pitching coach in Dan Fisher. She plays a very, very tough competitive schedule through the summer. And she's prepared herself to do this kind of stuff here on this stage. And you've seen her in the last couple of years in the playoffs. The bigger the stage, the better she throws. The more locked in she gets, the harder she throws, the tighter her spins become. She steps up, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
All right, so what about, you know, getting ready for the postseason next week? You start all over again, and it's, you know, I know the seasons fly by in kind of rapid fire succession, but what about just, you know, getting ready for another postseason run?
We're ready. I mean, we always just say the magic number 7, and we go one game at a time. Just look at the opponent ahead of us, who we have no idea who's going to be. But we're absolutely just locked into one opponent at a time, and just chip away and do what we do, you know. But we've set goals this last week with manufacturing runs. We've got to do a better job of getting runners in from third base with less than two outs. Runners in from second and third. We got to do a better job of hitting behind runners. Getting bunts down, getting our, you know, hitting runs and running hits working. I mean, that's what we worked on tonight. We worked on hit and run, run and hit, and I think we attempted a squeeze once, and we misdirected our bunt on that. But just getting the little things right to manufacture runs is where we're at right now, so that we can support our pitching staff and give ourselves a chance to win every game.
Nice going tonight.
Thank you.
John Nelson, head coach of Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ.